Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
Thank you.
Check. Greetings and good evenings. Y'all hear me out there? How am I coming in? Nice. Yeah, I got a new mic, so hopefully this is coming in better than usual. I listened to one of the past shows, and it was terrible. Sorry, I don't really do that. I don't get time. But welcome to the foundation, y'all. I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Shout out to Big Brother Yusuf L. But first, I want to give thanks, praises due to the Creator as well as the ancestors. You know what I'm saying? I know I wouldn't be here. I don't know about you. You might have some interesting going on over there. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com PDX section is the place to be. Welcome to the foundation.com is definitely up and running. I appreciate y'all for joining me for another episode. Thank you very much. Shout out to everyone who's checking out the show live, everyone who called in. Peace to you. I want to say peace to everyone who checks the foundation as well as all the shows on High Frequency out in the archives. Peace to y'all. Special peace to everyone who's, you know, definitely listening on the internet, streaming, can't call in, don't really want to listen to archives, but you're streaming. Peace to you as well. Peace to the trustees. I would like to say peace to anyone who's ever hit me up in the private, anyone I've done business with, contracted with. And peace to you. You know what I'm saying? Got a good show, I think, this evening, today. Establishing your private estate. Paramount information, paramount. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Sign up for the email list, y'all. We'll start going in. You can email me, admin, at welcometothefoundation.com. I'll plug you in if you, you know, don't want to go to the website. But the website's cool. I like it. You might like it as well. Check it out. Still being built. Currently under construction, but it's out here. I do want to say, you know, usually don't do this. Probably should. I do this for charity. I don't get paid to come on air. I don't get paid to study. I mean, I guess I do. But, you know, I do this for charity, as among other things that I do for charity. But the foundation is for y'all. It's for the people who listen to it, people who get something for it or from it, the people who are, you know, invested in their private education, those of you who are looking to move into a better situation, whether you're tired of the situation that you're in or you just know there's a better way. This show is definitely for you. It's for my people. So, that being said, y'all, welcome to the foundation. Establishing your private estate is the topic for tonight. But first, you know, I got to jump into current events, right? So, with that being said, current events. So the Senate bill, let's talk about the Senate bill. 32 million more people would be uninsured under the new Senate Obamacare repeal bill. We're trying to repeal Obama. You know Trump. He pretty much said it from the jump. I respect him. You ain't got to like him, but I don't know. So Apparently, 32 million more people will be uninsured than what is current right now by 2026. Like 9 years, less than 9 years. Pretty much, you know. Two terms of the presidency, pretty much. Even more stunning is that three quarters of the nation would live in areas with no insurers participating in the individual market by 2026, leaving many without an option if they do not have an employer provided or government health insurance, such as Medicare and Medicaid. That's ridiculous. Y'all see where it's going. I'm not going to say anything more of that. I mean, I don't know how you feel about Obamacare. I don't know how you feel about it being repealed. I don't know if it, I guess it does matter, but really, there are people who don't invest in their private education or can't or don't know that they should. And I don't know, man. You know, I'm more of the mind state that people should be taken care of, not left out. And, you know, some people have medical conditions. And some people have parents, and, you know, aunts and uncles who, you know, need medical care and stuff like that. I mean, this is a big topic. This is a big deal. Whether you consider yourself, you know, a U.S. citizen or not. Next one is London's economy is starting to wobble. You know, in parentheses, wobble is the word. I guess they don't want to, you know, say just dip or anything. But the foundations of London's economy are beginning to shake. Job creation is weakened and real estate has cooled in the capital city and elsewhere as Britain prepares to leave the European Union. Oh, my bad. This is CNN Money. The last one was CNN Money, too. While no one knows how Brexit will play out, a new analysis suggests that London's economy is beginning to wobble. Some director of a think tank, guy named Ben Rogers. London makes up roughly 13% of the United Kingdom economy, and it's a magnet for immigrants who work in the finance and tech industries. Check this. The city's unemployment rate is dipping, and they're basing this off of, let me find it because I read this earlier. There's a sharp drop in foreigners requesting to work. The number of people signing up for a national insurance number. You know, I've been over there. That's pretty much the social over here. Which is needed for work fell by 15%. So, you know, migrant workers, people, you know, who coming out of from out of London, outside of London, without London, suggesting that London's post-recession bounce may have come to an end. Now, this matters to me because the monetary system it's a global economy. The world is all connected. You know, what happens over there affects here, and vice versa. Man, where is what I was looking for? The significant number or significant fall in national insurance number registration, especially for those coming from elsewhere in the European Union, is the first hard data showing that migration for work purposes to the UK is slowing. And then they're talking about these banks, JP Morgan Chase, UBS, HSBC, and Goldman Sachs have said they'll move jobs, investments, or both out of the UK due to the, you know, the whole Brexit thing. I don't know if you want to think about that. Maybe that doesn't matter to you. Maybe that doesn't concern you. I thought that was newsworthy. The debt ceiling deadline. Y'all remember this? I remember this last time. I mean, part of the government shutdown. And then I remember Moody's or Standard & Poor or whoever does it, they lowered the United States credit rating from AAA to AA or something like that. And I remember seeing a news conference where Obama was like, he was upset about it. So about it was, he used some word. What did he say? Man, I found it so funny. What word did he say? Irresponsible. I think he said the word irresponsible for them to do that. And then that's when I kind of realized, like, yo, the United States has a credit rating, man. Crazy. Debt ceiling deadline. The United States could risk default by early October. I got people telling me September. I don't care. I'm going to put it out there. Maybe I put it out there before, but I'm in a mood right now. September, the Congressional Budget Office on Thursday narrowed its projections for when Treasury or the Treasury, that must be a typo, this is CNN, y'all, might run short of money if lawmakers don't raise or suspend the country's debt ceiling. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that Treasury might risk defaulting. Maybe they don't call it the Treasury. That's the second time I've seen it. All right. On some payments in the first half of October. So that's what they're talking about. Defaulting on payments in October. And that's what happened last time when the debt ceiling wasn't raised. They defaulted on payments, and then the credit rating in the United States was lowered. It's, I mean, check it out. Y'all do a search if you don't believe me, man. I don't care. The range of possible dates has narrowed as the budget outlook for this year has become clearer, and the Congressional Budget Office has increased its estimate of the Treasury's net borrowing needs. So increase the estimate of the Treasury's needs to borrow. Basically saying the Treasury needs to borrow more than what we're talking about. Currently, the legal borrowing limit is set at $19.81 trillion. Since mid-March, when the most recent debt ceiling suspension ended, Treasury has been using special accounting measures to allow government to continue borrowing as needed. I mean, what? Yo, they're saying it. Yo, this is CNN. They've been using special accounting measures. The Treasury has been using special accounting measures to allow the government to continue borrowing as needed. Man, I'm done. I'm done with this one. Yo, debt ceiling. Look, check this out, though. If they don't raise the debt ceiling, the government shuts down. Which people might be like, whatever. But government shutting down ain't good because most people are dependent on government and government services, people that we care about. So, I mean, that's, to me, that was newsworthy, too. That was CNN. These fools are using special accounting. Man, I'm done. I'm done. Carrier. What is Carrier? A Carrier plant in Indianapolis. It's American Manufacturing. President Trump touted his deal to save jobs at a Carrier plant in Indianapolis last year as a win for the American manufacturing industry. But the victory didn't even extend to everyone in the factory. Thursday marks the last day for more than 300 Carrier employees whose jobs have been eliminated in favor of outsourcing to Mexico. The first round of cuts at the plant, which last year epitomized the working class grievances that Trump swore to fix. Four salary employees will be laid off in September, and another 290 jobs will be eliminated in late December. Man, they say the economy is doing well, but man, a lot of people losing their jobs, man. That's Carrier. I guess it's a manufacturing plant. I got one more. Wall Street's at new highs. No, two more. I'm sorry. Wall Street at new highs. This is Reuters. As tech stocks, they breach a dot-com era record. So, I mean, that whole headline, you know, Wall Street at new highs as tech breaches its dot-com era record. But there was a dot-com bubble, right? So the major U.S. stock indices closed at record highs today, helped partly by technology stocks, which surpassed a longstanding mark, despite gains on the Dow being capped by a sharp drop in IBM shares. So technology stocks have breached the value that they were during the tech bubble, before the tech burst. Find that interesting. I don't know if you find that interesting. No, I definitely find that interesting. All right, I got one more. So GM, NATO, N-A-U-T-O, it's a technology company. GM is investing, I guess, billions. It's a self-driving software technology company. So I find that interesting. I'm telling y'all, this automation, these machines and software doing stuff instead of workers is already here, and they're just doing it slow. I have trust accounts, you know, like Wells Fargo, most of them, and I go into Wells Fargo. They got a teller machine. It's at the counter where the other tellers are, the human tellers are, But they have a machine. It takes cash deposits. I mean, it does everything a teller does. And they encourage customers to use the, you know, if there's a line, go ahead and use the teller machine. And I don't think they know that they're encouraging people to use things that will eventually lead to the demise of their job. That's it. What's good, y'all? That's good for current events. We're gonna keep it moving forward the foundation, establishing your private estate. To me, this is important. So currently, you know, I want to get into this. You know, the next event location, I do want to solicit emails from the listening audience, those who would be in a position or apt to go to the next event. Looking at some Midwest, Chicago or Denver, West Coast, fourth quarter, October, November, December, probably December. You can look for, you know, at least me. We're looking at Oakland. Definitely looking at Oakland. So, you know, hopefully you can make it, but, you know, this third quarter we're looking at Midwest, Chicago, you know, some suburbs probably, you know, around there, as well as, did I say Detroit or did I say Denver? I meant Detroit if I accidentally said Denver. Detroit. D-Town. So email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. ADMIN, like administration, but it's short, you know, admin. Let me know, Denver, Chicago, what's good? I go to either or. I've been to both cities. I love them. And, you know, I love the Midwest. By the way, y'all, speaking of Midwest, man, I didn't even have this written down. This popped in my head. Man, y'all hear about the lady that got shot up in the Midwest, Minnesota, by the police officer. Apparently, the cop was sitting in the car. It was a passenger cop, and she was at the cop that was driving the window, because she had called about a potential rape or sexual assault or something. And then the cop in the passenger seat like upped his gun and shot her in the stomach. She died. I guess she was a dual citizen in Australia as well as the United States, but she lived in, I'm pretty sure it was Minnesota. It was a European woman. I mean, you know it ain't safe now. I'm not making jokes, but I'm just saying, like, it's, and I don't really talk about politics, or not necessarily politics, but stuff like this, you know what I mean? But, man, these officers, man, these policy enforcers, yo, there's some concerning behavior, to say the least. But, I mean, if you ain't up on that, maybe you should check it out. Man, that's crazy, man. I mean, dang near. It wasn't even a drive-by, but I'm going to move forward. Kill it. So check this out. I just want to start off by saying it's very important. And most important. And most beneficial to establish your private estate. I mean, like, I'm not even gonna tell you how. I mean, you can email me. You know, I deal in the private. I want to get too, you know, controversial on this show, even though, you know, I really don't care. But I just want to keep it simple, because as I do shows and as I continue to study and as I continue to demonstrate and minister entities and do business, I forget that there are a lot of people who are tuning in to High Frequency Radio Network who have really kind of just started out. And I acknowledge that I may have, you know, started at an understandable level, and maybe I kick it a little too technical sometimes. So I'm gonna speak of how when I came into this, you know, the understanding of what's going on. So basically, it's this: the commercial realm as we know it has only existed in, you know, the United States for less than, like, you know, whatever, a couple hundred years or so, you know, honestly. The Uniform Commercial Code is relatively new. What is it, UPC labels, Universal Product, I can't remember what it stands for. But these labels, you know, these barcodes, scanners, this the whole system is relatively new, whereas commerce itself is very, very old. But the system that we're utilizing right now is relatively new. Specifically, what is it, 2017? About 104 years ago. Am I tripping? Yeah, something like that. 1913, right? I'm going to keep it moving. The Internal Revenue Service, you know, introduced two separate tax forms. There's the 1040 and the 1041. And if you ask me, one way of doing business was for the benefit of the family, and the other way of reporting income and doing business was for the benefit of the public, for the United States specifically. And it's all about what you knew. And if you didn't know, and you asked anyone from in a public capacity, and they were honorable, they would steer you towards a public way of doing business because he works for the public, and he understands that for him to continue having a job serving the public has to have need. People. The system of commerce, and you know, that we understand right now, you know, the stock market, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, industrial average, you know, whatever. The way that commodities are priced, the London fix, which is a whole other topic, and I'm not going to digress because I would love to right now. I'm holding myself back. Stuff is relatively new, and the way of doing business is relatively new. And if you didn't know, the people who, you know, had an interest in this, we're not going to tell you. Because here, the deal of it is I like to use the example of John D. Rockefeller. This man dropped out of school. I don't even think he had a high school education. But he created the steel industry as we know it, the oil industry as we know it. There's a rumor running around that he purchased a Japanese company, and renamed it Sony, and then sold it for a profit and kept it moving. And Sony actually stood for Standard Oil New York. I don't know. I wasn't alive then. Makes sense to me. Who knows? But these individuals created industries, commercial industries, in the public for the benefit of their private family estate. Hands down, period. When you talk about foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Mellon Foundation, the Mark Zuckerberg Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, all these foundations are family foundations. When you're dealing with mutual funds, so on and so forth, these entities are organized as private entities and they extend them into the public for the benefit of the family. They're making money off of ignorant people. Ignorant is lack of knowledge. Ignorance can be corrected. At one point in time, I was very ignorant to the way that I was doing business and handling money, allocating funds, so on and so forth. From a contemporary standpoint, with regards to those who have gone to colleges, degrees, obtained degrees from universities, and so on and so forth, what I was doing was normal. What all of us are really, really doing is normal. The contemporary fight is, how much money can you make per year? The real fight is, what do you do with the money that you make and how much do you keep? And how much of it becomes and establishes intergenerational wealth? Now, when it comes to what's going on right now, I can guarantee you, if you have a job right now, I don't care if you're a contract worker, I don't care if you're a W-2 employee, I can guarantee you that your employer is making three times what you're making. So if you're making $10 an hour, your employer is making $30 an hour off of your labor. I can guarantee it. Otherwise, why would they employ you? Why are they going to hire somebody and give them all the money they're making off of it. It does not make sense. After benefits, insurance, whatever they're doing for you, sometimes you might get stock options. I don't know what you're getting. It has to make economic sense for that business to employ you and offer all of these incentives and benefits, which ultimately, if you reduce it and use deductive reasoning, you understand that you are not making all of the money off of your labor. You are not in 100% control of your time and your labor. You are not benefiting 100% or the most off of your labor. Period. Hands down. Now, with a corporation, I'm going to tell you this. I establish corporations, if I do, will establish a corporation for the benefit of my family, which means that the owner and shareholders is a private entity. And all of the profits are going that way, are going to the private. If you are working, you are a part of the system that was created among other people, John D. Rockefeller, a lot of these different names, DuPont, a lot of these different names, these family names that we're very familiar with. Because, you know, we grew up in this country. And if you're not doing business for your family name, you're doing business for someone else's family name. I don't care what the actual name of the company is. If you go through enough paperwork and claim documents, you're going to find a family. And how is my family going to advance versus your family? Because, I mean, we're all the same. We created equal, right? I breathe. You can run. You can probably beat me in a race. I can beat you in chess. So what's the difference? If your family is in disarray and your family is vicariously, unbeknownst to you, working for my family, then my family's getting much further ahead of yours, much quicker. And that's what it is. So I just want to say, ultimately, it's establishing your private family estate. You have a job that you obtained. You had to use an ID, driver's license, in a Social Security card, and you had to pass a drug test maybe. You had to do some references. But I don't care about all that. It was a driver's license. And the Social Security card, you had to show them proof they made copies because they're withholding agents on behalf of the IRS. Your employers act as withholding agents. They're agents for the Internal Revenue Service in the withholding capacity. That driver's license says the state of whatever state that is, Louisiana, New Jersey, California, Florida. My homie says Florida. That's the state of that, you know, and the Social Security card is, you know, Social Security Administration. Ultimately, that's the federal, you know, United States federal. So you got the state and the federal. State document and the federal document. And because of those documents being used, I deduce that it's for the benefit of those, primarily, for the benefit of those two entities, state entity and the federal entity. Neither one of them are in my family. The withholding converted energy that belongs to me and not for my family. So I just want to illustrate what I found out and what I realized. And please understand, you know, I was on a level that most people would say was very successful. I was doing business on a level that most people I know would love to be at that level. I was what you would call blessed. I was still a slave. I realized. Ultimately, for doing business with the state, you know, state federal entities, we're using state federal documents to do business. I don't really see the benefit of the family. I see there's going to be a benefit for the state federal. And of course, they're going to derive that benefit. And it's due to them, obviously, you know, because you're doing, this is how it's being done. This is how it's being taught. And this is how we're never getting ahead. So I just want to let you know, three times whatever you're making an hour, at least, at the minimum. Minimum. It just does not make sense otherwise. A corporation cannot make a profit. How are you making a profit? Oh, they sold that for $100. How did they get that? Well, I made it. With your time and your labor? Yeah. Okay. To me, that, you know, it's, I don't know. So that's why I, here on the foundation, push for us to at least start your business tomorrow. Because when you start a business, that is for the benefit of your family. And you're already on the right track. Even if it's a home-based business, does not matter. Whatever you can do. That puts you in a position to where you're getting on the right side of the coin. Because employee, whether contract employee or W-2 employee, is not where we want to be. So we want to get into the position of doing business, really, hands down. And in order to do that, we need to start a business. But ultimately, it's for the private estate. So that is what we are establishing these commercial enterprises for, ultimately, is to grow and enhance our families. You can get any, you can buy anything from a yard of dirt to some gold to cotton candy. Pretty much everything costs money. So, I mean, in order to grow the estate, we're going to need to convert our energy into something substantial that we can exchange for the things that we need. Right now, it just happens to be, you know, Federal Reserve notes. That's cool, whatever. If we agree on it, you agree on it, I agree on it, I guess, whatever. Me personally, I don't like to too much do business with those. But it's what it is, and you have to go with the market. You have to go with what your customers are going with. Otherwise, your customers will move on. Such as United Airlines, their customers are starting to move on. They got really bad earnings reported. Their stock is dropping and dropping and dropping, which tells me, and, you know, if you're smart, United Airlines is more than likely not going to go out of business. They'll recover. Now's a good time to buy some stock if you're ever into buying paper assets. It's just, you know, it's just a different way of looking at things. And the way I look at it, employee is the loser, and no matter where you're at, it's the loser. You have the least amount of things to do. Now, when you're an administrator of an estate, which, you know, multiple entities within that estate, there's a lot of different things that you can do. One of them, you know, the owner and shareholder of the corporation is a trust. You have to email me. I'm not going to go into the specifics. It's not that simple. I don't want to talk like stuff is simple. I think sometimes I speak and talk as though things are very simple, like it's nothing. And I think that's maybe irresponsible. And I don't want to add to the irresponsibility on the airwaves with regards to these topics. The actual concept is simple, but the demonstrations can be difficult, to say the least. But these things happen every day. If you look into the Internal Revenue Service publication 15B for fringe benefits, it speaks on double taxation with regards to self-employment taxes and how to avoid employment taxes and what are fringe benefits and what employees can accept fringe benefits and whatnot. It's very important to notice that any owner of the business of more than 2% is excluded from a lot of benefits, fringe, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So another thing is, you know, why wouldn't your trust be 98% owner and you be 2% owner then? I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you legal advice. Can't give you legal advice because I don't know how to give legal advice, really. I know what I've done. I know what I think about. I know what I do. I know what can be done. I know what I've tried that didn't work. But, I mean, you know, I'm not afraid to fail, so I don't really care. I really don't. The biggest thing is investing in your private education, because you got to understand the public is not going to educate you on how to enhance your private lifestyle, because the public is only interested in itself. Self-preservation is number one for anything that is living and dead, I guess, living through living things. Number one, I'm never going to give you my last dollar unless I know giving you this last dollar, I trust you, you know, I know you or you have a reason or something like that. Like, why would I do that? That is irresponsible of me. Then you take that dollar, make $2, and then give you that dollar, and then now I have a dollar. You have a dollar. Now we're good. I think that's the most responsible way I can handle that. Like, oh, you need a dollar? Okay, I'm going to go get you a dollar then. But I got to keep my dollar. I'm going to go get you one. Here you go. It's not a problem for me. But investing in your private education is very important. It's very, very important. So that's why I say things like, you know, go to highfrequencyradionetwork.com, go to the PDF section, sit there. And it's, I mean, maybe it's not that simple. Because, you know I had a different background coming into this information. I had a, you know, a contract background at the very least, for sure. But, you know, more than that. So I'm not making it seem like, you know, everything is easy and so on and so forth, but it's doable. How about that? It's doable. I had roaches in my house when I was in junior high, and I didn't let friends come over to my house because I was embarrassed. And I've also been in on yachts the size of mansions and gotten lost in them. And felt completely comfortable. I mean, obviously that's a span of, you know, multiple decades, but still, you know, I mean, like, it's doable. I did it. And there's other people who didn't, but I mean, it's doable. Investing in your private education is important. Understanding how to do this, you know. Establishing your private estate is the most important. I mean, a trust never dies. So, there's no probate. So, there's no death. If the entity never dies, right, it means there's no death tax. It means there's nothing for me to inherit from my parents or something, because it's already owned by the trust, and the trust doesn't die. So there's no inheritance tax. A prenuptial agreement is absolutely not necessary. You don't even have to worry about it once your private estate is established. I'm not talking about private estate with regards to secure party process or cashing your bond or capturing the straw man or strangling the straw man or stamping on the straw man or it's my. I'm not talking about none of that. Please understand. The commercial setup right now is against you. It's against all of us. There are numerous benefits from doing what you're doing right now differently. Doing the things that you do every day differently. The only thing school that you'll have to do is study and learn, but we already did that because we all went to school at one point in our lives. And I feel like, you know, the educational system is set up, you don't get nothing from learning. You only have to. I look at my daughter, I see how much time she invests in school. She doesn't even get paid for nothing, man. It's like a waste of investment. Learn how to be frustrated with getting a return on your time. Go to school. So when we think about learning, I think about the school. And you know, when I think about the school, I didn't really like the curriculum. I didn't really like it. It was boring. It didn't really benefit me. I can think about the school. There's a lot of stuff I don't even use. I'm glad I did the math. There's a lot of things I'm glad I did the art, so on and so forth. But, you know, man, there's some of them countries I didn't memorize. I ain't never be there. I ain't going to go there. You know, there's some things that they need. And I feel like, you know, it kind of jaded my perception on learning for a while. Because I didn't see a benefit. But I guarantee you invest in your private education with regards to administering your affairs properly, doing business from a private aspect in conjunction with your public business, it's definitely going to pay off. Your life will change. I know I speak on, you know, how to put some of the liabilities of you personally onto your business. You know, using the fringe benefits publication, using business credit, buying toilet paper, using business credit, and then paying for it, and how it establishes a positive credit profile, how to change over your cell phone account to your business, because every time you pay the cell phone bill, it establishes a positive credit profile for the business. It doesn't do that for individuals. There are so many benefits from doing what you're already doing right now differently. I could probably do a whole show on. I'm not gonna say I couldn't do a whole show. So I wanted to keep it simple on this episode of The Foundation. I wanted to keep it real, kind of meat and potatoes type stuff, and just not so much talk about the entities, the numbers, and the statuses and the entity classifications and the jurisdictions and the duality of blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't really want to talk. I want to talk about why. Why? Why is it? Why do I need to invest in my private education? So, why? How is it going to benefit me? You're going to keep more of your money. You're going to get more of the value of your energy and your time. You're going to control more of it. You're going to have more opportunities, more options, and there are more ways of doing things with regards to your private estate than there are with doing, even with LLCs, man. I mean, all these things work in tandem. They work in series. They work in conjunction. And anything in the public, anything that's public facing, if it's set up correctly, there's a trust behind it, hands down. You go far enough behind, back, it's a trust. You go far enough back after that, even though it's non-disclosure and it's private, there's a family estate. There's a family there. And that's what it's all about. Me personally, when I'm old, I don't want my children to have to worry about paying from all this stuff. I'm just going to be taken care of because it's trust. When I pass, you know, I'm going to spend all my money, all of it. Well, you're selfish, folks. Yes, I am. I like to be selfish sometimes. I'm not leaving any money to my children, none. But I'll tell you this, when I pass, there's going to be insurance policies in place. And those insurance policies are going to fund specific entities that are private. And please believe those entities are going to be controlled by my heirs. But yeah, I'm going to be selfish. Investing in your private education allows you to be selfish because you have the education and the means to think from a standpoint of limitlessness, because there's more options available to you. It takes out frustration in your life. I'm frustrated every day because I feel like I'm going to work every day and I'm barely getting anywhere. I have children. I'm not even doing what I want to, what I'm supposed to be doing for my children. I got my girl. I'm not even treating my girl the way I want to be treating my girl, my wife, daughter, husband, whatever. It all rotates around exchange of your energy for value so that we can distribute this value to the people that we love, the things that we appreciate and enjoy doing so that it can enrich our lives. I'm tired of being mad every day. I'm tired of having this short fuse. I'm tired of snapping on everyone I love and feeling bad about it afterwards, because it's not that I'm not happy with them. I'm just not happy with me. I'm expending all this energy. I'm sitting in traffic. I'm on the bus. I'm dealing with so-and-so in my face. And then the crazy dude is talking about trees and plants and Wookiee Woos. I don't even know what a Wookiee Woo is, but I got to be on the bus going to this stupid job I don't even like. And I'm just not happy. Do something different. It's time to invest in our private education. It's time, time for us to stop pointing at people and blaming them, saying it's your fault. I've been doing that for so long. Where has it gotten me? I'm in the same position. All the things that I do that add up day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year have gotten me here. And I need to do something different. I need to do something different. I'm tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of these roasts. I'm tired. If that's how you feel, or you feel remotely like that, put down the OIDs and straw mans and put it down and learn. Learn how to do business. Understand that your family is a business. Understand the family trust, contractual obligations, food, clothing, shelter, education, health care, contractual. Article 1, Section 10, in part states, no state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts. Get knowledge. Get on your game. Let's do this. I'm doing it right now. It's not hard. I'm one of the hoodest dudes. I mean, come on. I can get hood. I'm articulate. I'm smart. I've been to school. I've been around money. I have money. Come on, man. Y'all can hear it in my voice. I know you can. And I feel like that's part of the reason why, I get so much love. I'm one of the realest cats I know, and I did it. And I know. Coming up, I saw a lot of punks making it, fake people, liars, so on and so forth. It seemed like everybody but me had money. Everybody but me had status. Everybody but me, in the type of person I was in the position or the car or whatever. But I wouldn't mind being in. Not that I'm hating on them or want to be them, because that's never that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be soaked. But it seemed like everyone, all the type of people that I wasn't even cool with or would associate with, was in the positions that I wanted to be in. I think that's another thing. Like, only buttheads get bread. Stupid people get rich. I'm not stupid. I ain't rich, though, I guess. So, I guess rich is, relative. Just invest in your private education. The establishment of your private estate is paramount. Paramount. That's how you live forever. It's how you reach through the ages and you can essentially touch every single generation after you in a positive way. It takes effort, it takes time, but you never have the time if you don't take the time, right? So I believe in you, straight up. I 100% believe in you. I know you can do it. And it just takes time. Go easy on yourself. It takes time. But understand that all this stuff in the public, when you're doing it right, It's connected to the private, period. And if anyone tells you anything else is bogus, they're trying to sell you something. And I'm your brother. I ain't trying to sell you nothing. I'm trying to plug you. So no matter what your company's doing, and when a corporation, I've read the Internal Revenue Service publication, after all the expenses, the rest of the money is up for corporate taxation. If you co-mingle the funds of the corporation, that corporation will be taxed to you individually. I mean, there's a lot of rules. And all the profits are going to be lost to taxes. Apple, it's taxable income. It passes on to the shareholders. If you own Apple shares, you get money. You got to put that on your individual tax return. So Apple doesn't pay taxes. They pass the taxable income on to the shareholders. Think about it. Think about it. The majority shareholder is what? Of Apple. The majority shareholder is what? Facebook. Majority shareholder is what? Microsoft. Majority shareholder is what? Man, what did that dude Bill Gates do? He titled his shares to Microsoft in the name of his foundation, and then did the largest distribution in the history of Microsoft. The largest shareholder distribution. I mean, I'm laughing because I'm sorry. Because, I mean, I ain't trying to come off as pejorative. It's all right there. It's all right in front of us, man. I'm one of these cats. I mean, maybe I play devil's advocate. Maybe I play it sometimes a little too much. But I'm the cat that's like, man, hey, you the one that went over there talking stuff to dude and he punched you in the face. Don't come over here crying. I saw it. Like, I'm that dude. I might be your boy, but I'm gonna tell the truth. You know what I mean? I might wait until everybody's gone and then tell you it'd just be me and you, but I'm gonna tell you, man. Like, look, man, you ran over there, you know what I'm saying? You did that. I saw you. You can tell them cats, whatever, but you know, between me and you, you know what you did. You know what you did. That's me. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I know my people, we point fingers. I point fingers. I know I did it, though. And I'm just trying to, you know, put it down for y'all again here on the foundation. Lay it down. You know how I see it really being. It's on us. And it's on us to invest in our private education because we already got a public education. Period. It's like, the public education is the daytime, it's easy. The private education is the nighttime. You need to do extra stuff. You need headlights or a lamp. I mean, you can't just be, you know what I'm saying? You can run in your yard in the daytime and then try that night. You're going to step in that hole that, I mean, you can get tore off. So it just takes, you know, a little extra effort and caution and care. But it's easily done. We navigate in that all the time now. Like it's nothing. Think about that. That's a great analogy. I'm going to bring it to the phone lines in a minute. I apologize for last show. It was weird. I mean, look, stuff on Blog Talk has been weird. It hasn't been as weird as the first time I had, you know, the credit guru, Brother Teron L. from Upland Credit on, but it's been weird. So last week, the show ended. That wasn't me. Brother, what was his name? I'm trying to remember your name, man. From Utah, I think he's from Utah. He had called in, he was asking a question. I was going to answer your question, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I'm not that type of dude. The show just ended. I don't know what happened. You tell me what happened. But it's being weird, so I'm going to go to the phone line. You know, had a lot of callers. I wasn't even able to get to all the callers last week. But, you know, it's all love, right? So, you know, 424-222-5250 is the number to call. And you press 1 on your keypad, and I can see you in the switchboard. I can pull you in. Also, you're 563-999-3625. You know, high frequency. We got, you know, they gave us two numbers over here on Blog Talk. Two of them. So, you know, phone lines are open. But, man, I feel like I'm forgetting something, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm probably not. I hate that air, you know, cats be on there and it'd be quiet. You don't know if the show ended, especially after last week. But investing in your private education at the end of the day, that's all I'm saying. You know, I can't say that enough. You can hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I do business in the private. I am here to assist. A workman is worthy of their hire. I don't want to mislead anyone. You know, my charity is the show that I do, and the, you know, the emails I send out, email list, and you know, so on and so forth, and the stuff I get for free. And I like to think that, you know, I jump on here, and I'll be, you know, like I say, I'll step on toes. You know, I disseminate a lot of information that would otherwise be charged for, because I think it's bogus, and I ain't down with that. You know, with the funniness. Plus, y'all my people. So 424-222-5250. Hey, hold on. What's going on with this? See? Here go Blog Talk, y'all. 908-0419. Peace, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peace, it's JB. Just hanging here with the Wookiee Woos.
With the Wookiee Woos, yeah.
Oh man, yep. great show, brother.
That's us right now. Man, thank you, man. Appreciate it. What do you think, man? I know you got something to add, man. Go ahead, man.
No, I mean, I think you're on point about the, you know, the private education and just advancing it yourself. I think that one of the biggest problems, I think, is people think, especially someone who say they went to, you know, college and maybe got their MBA and are still struggling, but those people think that they went to school, they did it already, you know, they almost resent the idea of having to, you know, get an education different from the one they thought that was supposed to pay off. But I think that this all comes down to I think the generalization is we've been conned into thinking like paper is worth more than us, whether it's fucking Federal Reserve notes or a degree or a birth certificate or anything. Like, I mean, and I think that's the biggest spell of all, that like, I think this is all created to make most people forget that they're creators, that they're the
right
value.
And
I don't know, but you dropped a lot of dots that people need to connect, especially a lot of stuff you were talking about in your current events. Like, that's, I understand why you feel those are important to report on, because I don't know, big change is only big change for people not paying attention.
Right. Yep. And everything's magic when you see it the first time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a surprise when you see it the first time. Everything is magic. Like, wow, ooh, what? You know?
Right. But I just consider myself very lucky to have found mentors like you guys, because very honorable dude, and so the people you associate with, and that's valuable. That's valuable.
Yeah, yeah, likewise, paper. Brother. You know, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I'm tired of dealing with foos. Foodie, what do you call them? Tomfooleries and Michael
Bluffers. Tomfoolery, Tom.
and the Michael Bluffers. Yeah, I got you. I'll be right there. Yeah, I'm going to do that, yeah. But at one time I did this, man. I'm just tired of dealing with the fake and the whack. And even though it does, you know, make your circle smaller, it does make it more conducive to, I think, realistic living and realistic expectations with regards to the people that you're dealing with and how you respect them and how they respect you. So, you know, that's what I look for, man. And I care about myself. I understand my value. And I'm just not about that funny stuff. I got better things to do.
Absolutely not.
And tomorrow's not promised, and you could be wasting the rest of my time. Like, that's how I feel, you know?
That's
like,
it. Nah, that's it, man. Absolutely. It's everyone's living for something else or talking about, like, you know, like the good old days. And, like, what about right now? Like, what's
yeah.
so wrong with right now? And, I think that's true. And I think the people listening, like, really should take heed of, like, you guys are presenting something tangible, and a lot of the stuff out there is it's chasing phantoms, like to tilting at windmills. And I mean, we all studied this. We know there's a degree of it. It's true for what it's worth, but it's also, you know, it's also there to, like I said, mess with you and what you guys are. But all the people that set this up, they're practicing what you're teaching. They're not,
right.
You know, they're, I don't know. Like, if you have all this stuff, if you've done built all this, like, what do you care about accessing funds that, you know, may or may not belong to you, but you didn't produce, and they're not even real funds. They're not even paper. They're numbers in a computer right now. I mean, it's bizarre. It's, like, really bizarre that people want to, I mean, it's not that bizarre, because I can understand that people feel like they've worked and, like, nothing's come of it. But you said it, man, the employee is the loser. It's not I don't mean that to be a dick, but, like that was that's what I realized when I got into this and started studying and making a few moves. Like, I was like, all right, well, if I'm working for somebody else, like, if I tell myself I'm working for somebody else at least, then no matter how much I'm making, somebody else decided that. Someone else decided what I'm worth. They can decide if I'm worth more. They can decide if I'm worth less. And then they can decide if I, you know, I'm not worth anything at all anymore. And I even went beyond that. And the truth of that is, that just comes from me bullshitting myself, because you're always working for you. Like what you said before about being selfish. Well, if you're not selfish, you can't help anybody else, because you're not even trying to help
right.
yourself. And for me, I just realized, like, no matter what, you're working for yourself. If you're working for somebody else, then you've made it okay for yourself. You're going to put yourself to work for somebody else. But you're always working for you. You can't. It's always you. And I don't know. And that might be hard for...
Hold on, man. You said put yourself to work for yourself. Hold on. Put yourself to work for someone else for yourself. So, like, I'm not going to work for myself,
like,
but I'm going to work for someone else to work for myself and get less. Yeah.
Right,
that's crazy.
Saying, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
That. I like
Thank that. You. Thank you, brother.
I mean, I don't like it, but you
right,
know that. I like the way you put that. Yeah.
I guess.
That's interesting.
Self-accountability. I mean, we're always working for ourselves, even when we decide to quit. Working for ourselves. We decide to leave. Obviously, we're working for ourselves. If we weren't, we couldn't quit.
We
stay. But, man,
so,
I mean...
I like that. So instead of working for myself, I'm working for someone else to work for myself and get less.
Correct. Yep.
That's interesting.
That was a... And that's a pill to swallow. I get it. But it's the truth. And... The truth is, like, you know, some people say, like, the truth is hard to swallow. And I think that's not true. I think the truth is always infinitely more hard to swallow than when you're swallowing BS. But the analogy I would use is that we taste so little of the truth that the truth just has a – we're not used to the taste. So really, it's the truth can sometimes, I feel like, take some getting used to. But it's never hard to swallow. In fact, once you're used to it, you're like, wow, how did I swallow that other thing for so long?
Yeah. Yep.
But
it's like
I don't want to clog up the line. Oh, go on, bro. Sorry.
It's like a, what is it? One of those genetically modified strawberries versus the organic strawberry. You can taste the difference if you do it side by side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you realize how bad that other strawberry was.
That's right.
It's worse what we're doing right now,
really.
You know. Working a job, being, it's worse what we're doing right now. It's just, it's all we know. And, you know, we're really far into it. We've invested a lot into it. But it's worse what we're doing to ourselves right now. Working jobs and working for, you know, other corporations versus, you know, figuring out how to work for ourselves. It's worse for us. Definitely is. Oh, and on the point that you were making about earlier, I was, you know, the NBA or whatever, I was consulting locally, you know, so where I live. This gentleman, you know, this European guy, he had a girlfriend, she was an attorney. But he was looking to, you know, establish a trust and establish, you know, an LLC, you know, locally in the state jurisdiction and, you know, have them set up properly. So, you know, I took care of that, but there was some banking documents that he needed. And, you know, I got into him and everything. I remember thinking, like, man, your girlfriend's an attorney. Why do you need me? This is back, you know, when I first started doing this. I wasn't really confident in what I know and how powerful it was. I mean, I knew what I knew. I hadn't demonstrated yet, so I hadn't shown and proved yet. But I remember, and I always tell everybody, like, I came back from overseas and I talked to several statutory, you know, attorneys, bar card attorneys, looking at setting up a trust, and they were all telling me that they dissolve after 12 years. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but this is kind of before I didn't know. So this guy wanted to get this stuff set up, and anyway, I remember telling him, you know, attorneys don't like me because during me, you know, talking to these other attorneys, I was asking the questions, and they would usually, like, stand up, hand me their card, and tell me to have a good day. You know, basically, get out here. We're done with you. And I was like, well, attorneys don't like me. And I remember his girlfriend turned to me and said, yeah, because you know how to do our job better than us. And I remember how significant that was in my life. I was like, I just had an attorney. And I was kind of joking. I was like, they don't like me, they asked me to leave. But I never, you know, she gave a whole different reason. Of course, that's his girlfriend. She's an attorney. He's showing her everything. But I'm just imagining, like, what is she thinking, you know, to say something like that to me? And that's because I invested in my private education, period. I have attorneys who tell me they don't like me because I do their job better than them. You know what I mean? And attorneys, check this out. They get so far in school, they're so invested, they're in debt, and they have a bar card, so they're stuck.
Yep.
You know, they can't do what I can do. So,
they pledge.
Invest in the private
they
education.
Pledge.
That's what I'm saying. Invest. Invest, invest, invest. Invest in establishing private estate. I think it's very, very important. Paramount. I'm
that,
telling you.
But
I'm
you
not
said,
lying to you.
That was,
I'm not lying.
You know, it's funny to say.
Go ahead.
No, because I got, like, one of my real close friends. His, you know, his family owns a bunch of car dealerships. They got millions of dollars. And I was, like, you know, talking. I'm very close to them. I was talking to, you know, his father, and who was an accountant, by the way, before he started the car dealerships. And I was explaining what I'm learning, what I'm into, what I'm setting up. And he was like, "Well, you think you could, like, show me help me set that up? Like, I definitely, like, you know, take care of you." And I told him, like, you know, and I was like, you know, once I got mine running the way I want it, I'm sure that I can help you the way you need with absolute confidence. I'll be there. But, like, that, like, it made me think, like, you know, everyone's trying to get all this other stuff, but this, like, it's more than just, you know, you do this for you and your family, but it's a skill in itself. It's so rare that, like, you don't think, like, I mean, I saw then just that even just doing this, just doing, helping other people attain that is a living, you know, and that is, and that shows something. Because here's some guy, he was a very successful CPA, and now he runs these huge corporations,
and he's asking you for help.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It definitely. And hey, another thing I have to be grateful for you guys for. But yeah, man, it's people need to start putting more faith in them and themselves, not in the piece of paper with their name on it. But
or these people running around with suits trying to look more important than you, attempting
right.
to stand in a position as if they know more than you and they're in a better position than you, and really they're just bluffing. 9 times out of 10, I go and do some business. And I'll be like, yo, can we do this? And they'll say no. 9 times out of 10, they don't know how to do it. They've never heard mm-hmm. it, so they're just going to say no. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. You didn't even look in the manual. Like, what do you mean, no? Can I talk to your manager? And then they get all weird and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, well, maybe I could have just lied to him, and I might get in trouble. He's going to see my manager. But off top, they're like, no, you can't do that. Like, man, what? Look, what? It's just hilarious to me. It's hilarious. Well, JD, man, thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Man, you're welcome.
Thank you,
show.
Brother.
I appreciate you.
I love it. Thank you so much, brother.
One of the homies, man. Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
I feel the show, man. Peace. I'll talk to you soon. You know what it
peace.
Is.
Absolutely,
peace.
Brother. Peace.
718-4911. Peace.
Hey, peace, OL. How you doing?
What's the deal? What's the deal?
Yeah, what's down from Brownsville? That's me.
Man, all right. What's up, Dale? How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I don't know if you can tell, man. I'm in a good mood right now. I'm feeling really good.
That's good. I'm on the phone. I'm actually merged with my sister with a call. Yvette, ask him to call. Right now, her phone acting funny, so if you only
God,
get to keep calls. So
God bless
phone.
You, Spodell. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Sister Yvette. How you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. I want to know, which one is better for you to start off with, an estate or a trust?
Well, here, let me be specific, and I'm glad you asked that question, because I want to be very specific with regards to an estate and what an estate is. An estate basically means all your stuff. So, in my opinion, the estate includes all of the entities, you know, the business trust, the family trust, asset protection trust, charitable trust, all the trusts within the, you know, the family is the entire estate, so all of your stuff. So in probate court, when a person dies intestate, which basically means they didn't have a will, and the estate comes in to probate the estate, what they're doing is probating all of that person's stuff and determining where all the stuff goes and where it doesn't go. So an estate is your stuff. So to begin an estate, you need an entity, usually a family trust. Is how people start off, but you know, you begin to you start your estate and then enhance it through entities, valuables, real property, personal property, investments, businesses, so on and so forth, for the benefit of the beneficiary. So, in investing in your private education, you are establishing and beginning to establish your estate, and using that knowledge further establishes your estate, and as you establish entities to capture wealth for the benefit
okay.
of the beneficiaries, you are further establishing your estate. Well, there it is.
Okay, thank you so much. So I got a clue now. Just stay
no
encouraged.
Problem.
Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. All will be well just now. Thank you so
you,
much
thank
for
you.
Answering that. Peace to the community. God bless you and your family, your loved ones, and don't get discouraged. Keep doing what you do, because it's all going to pay off in the long run. Like you said, sometimes you get frustrated when you're working for people, but when you start working for yourself, it's a better reward. It just prepares you for your own.
I ain't playing. Y'all my bosses when it comes to foundation. When it comes to the foundation, so L, my boss is y'all. So I work for y'all. I got the best boss
right.
on the planet. So thank you. Thank you very much.
That, all right.
Yeah, I'm still here, so L. That. Yeah, so I had to do a three-way call because my sister phone, she wants to receive call right now to, you know, she gets some things straight now. You know?
You know?
Yeah.
I know that
yeah,
area
I
of frustration, so I know.
No problem.
Never, so, bro. I know you got like you're gonna talk on like 9:30. I'm gonna let you take the next call. All right, so L, and peace and love.
All right, brother. I appreciate
you. So God bless you. Peace to the community.
Thank you, Sister Yvette. Okay. Peace to you.
Amen.
Peace, y'all.
All right.
609-3782. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from? Drop the phone, man. Oh. Got disconnected. Hey, if you can hear me, 609, you can call back. You got like 5 minutes. So you good. I would like to take this opportunity to digress a little bit. I mean, we're coming towards the end of the show. We got 5 minutes left in the stream. Last time, from what I understand, it ended at the stream. So that might happen again. I'm going to try to go over. Usually, you know, Blog Talk lets you go over after the stream or whatever. I don't know what happened last time, but that was the first time that happened from what I understand. So I'm going to try to keep it moving. Oh, but I really, 609, I see you. Peace. Real quick, let me tell you this real quick. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Please, I hope no one took anything that I've said during this show as disrespectful. We all have jobs. We all have bosses. We all have to work. And that's the way it is. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to your situation or rub it in or stun on anyone or nothing. All I'm trying to say is how easily done it is to get to a position of more independence. And like the brother JB said, you know, a lot of this stuff has us set up and messed up to believe that we are not the creators and that these jobs are, and the government's creating jobs and all this stuff. We don't need the government to create jobs, man. We can create our own jobs. We can go out and see that there's a need and fill that need and charge a fee for it. And I think that's where we need to get. Our people were very ingenious, intuitive. And, I think it's just time that, I really think it's just time. I think it's time to... It's time for us to do something different. So, I'm going to go to the next caller. Oh, hold on. Man, I swear, Blog Talk. I mean, anyway, we got to pay for this, too. 609-3782. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace to the gods. It's ZL calling north of the Allegheny Appalachian. Just another headbanging show. I appreciate your encouragement on how creative we can be, brother. So how are you this evening?
Hey, Zed, man. I'm doing very well, man. I'm doing great. How are you, brother? Thanks for calling in.
I'm excellent. Shalom. And I really appreciate the time that you've dedicated to give to the public on this level. And you're right. The initiative is within us. Creativity is within us. As a matter of fact, I spent part of the day trying to come up with a no-harm opportunity for the public where no one is affected, whether they're using oil-based products or anything that evolves around using oil, like petroleum, like plastics. So I'm trying to dig deep within, and I'm asking the great creator that bestowed that, as I was made in its image, to let me create something that causes no harm, that's beneficial to more than just myself. And it's going to come. So your message was clear today. I appreciate JB's input as well. But that's about all I have to say, and I appreciate the time that you give the public, brother. I really, really do. Okay?
Man, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you more.
I've known you for a while, man. We still doing it, Zach. We're still moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
I can't wait for the opportunity. It's all good. It's all good.
You can't wait for the what?
I can't wait for the opportunity to come to where we can break bread and you can revisit the Bat Library. There's been some new additions.
Yeah, I mean, hey, y'all, the brother got a law library out this world. So I mean, yeah, that was one of the illest libraries I've seen from one of my people, and yeah, man, serious props for that. That library was nice.
Well, according to the law that's laid down for us, there's no application. It's a waste of space back here. So, this is my private investment into my private education. You know, I can only get out of it what I put into it, and I'm only following the leader. That's all. Very simple.
I bear witness. I had to bore.
Thank
I bore
you for
with
letting me share, man. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man. Peace. Have a great evening.
Fun.
I'll talk to you,
you
soon.
Too, sir. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.
She said 30 seconds. So Blog Talk, they got this British chick that come into your headphones and tell you how much time is left. Just in case the show ends in 20 seconds, admin@welcometothefoundation.com to hit me up. WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. She just said 10 seconds. WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. You can add yourself to the email list. The site's being built. Just be patient. I do this for y'all. Are we still here? We still here. It works. Hold on. Put the music. Oh, I don't think I got disconnected. I'm assuming people can still hear me. So, yeah, I'm just going to close out the show, I guess. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Definitely sign up for the email list. Go to highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Check out the PDF section. I learned a lot in that PDF section. I'm not playing with you. There was a portion of the time when I was studying where I had a 9-to-5, and I got on their Wi-Fi network and was using their printer up in the offices, and I was printing all that stuff. Yo, I don't even feel bad because I know they was making 3 times what I was making off my own labor, man. Yo, look, I probably should say on the air, man, because people might be listening, but yo, I print a lot. Not everybody's going to have access to something like that, but you know, you can download it. You can read it on your phone. You can read it on your, Kindles and iPads and so on and so forth. Even if you're only reading for, 9 minutes, 10 minutes a day, I think it's important. So, you know, invest in your private education. And, stick with us. You know, highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Welcome to thefoundation.com. High Frequency Radio Network. Definitely we're going to keep it moving. And, I love doing this. And like I said, y'all my boss, and I do this for you. So, hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I'm open for suggestions. Cuss me out. I'm going to find a blessing in it. Either a blessing or a lesson. Appreciate y'all every single show. I appreciate y'all, regular callers, JB, Dale from Brownsville, Sister Yvette, and everyone else, man. Y'all have a great rest of your week. It's hump day. It's almost over. Enjoy your weekend. Catch me next week here on The Foundation. Peace, y'all.
Doing this thing all the way live. High Frequency Radio.